Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from WWE and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the NBA Summer League and the Tour de France. But just before we jump into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, to please feel free to share it or even leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others. All of these will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Alright, so World Wrestling Entertainment Inc., or WWE, which trades on the NYSE under the ticker symbol WWE, has announced that Money in the Bank, the pay-per-view and live streaming wrestling event held this year at the O2 in London on July 1st, became the most successful and highest grossing Money in the Bank of all time. It set a new record for highest grossing arena event in WWE history, as well as new records for viewership, sponsorship, merchandise, and social media. Additionally, Friday Night SmackDown, also this year from the O2, became the highest grossing SmackDown of all time, garnering 2.51 million total viewers, which is up 17% compared to just a year ago. According to the press release, the weekend at the O2 generated a combined gate of more than $5.4 million. Next up, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker ASO, has announced the opening of its first store in the Peoria, Illinois area. The store is over 60,000 square feet and offers a wide array of sports and outdoors merchandise to the area. Grand opening festivities will be held starting today and running through Sunday, July 9th, and will feature exclusive deals and giveaways for customers. Academy's Executive Vice President of Retail Operations, Sam Johnson, said, quote, "Academy Sports and Outdoors is excited to bring its newest store to the Peoria community as a destination that makes pursuing their sports and outdoors passions easy and affordable. Whether you're an angler looking to reel in your next big catch, a grill master preparing for your next backyard party, or a parent shopping for new outfits or sports equipment for the new school year, our low prices and assortment of products encourage customers to have fun." End quote. We'll pivot here away from stock news and take a look at some sports headlines. Starting off, the Associated Press reports that Victor Wembanyama, the San Antonio Spurs 7'3" rookie, has sold out all 17,500 tickets for his first game at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas tonight. Wemby, as he's affectionately referred to as, commented after yesterday's practice, quote, "I can't wait, the practices lately have been really intense. I made a little pause in basketball with the draft and stuff. Couldn't really practice. I'm getting back in shape, and I can't wait. I'm having so much fun." End quote. Reuters reports that Belgian cyclist Jasper Philipsen has denied Britain's Mark Cavendish a record-breaking victory on the Tour de France by securing a hat-trick of stages, winning a mass sprint in Bordeaux. The 38-year-old Cavendish was chasing a record-breaking 35th Tour de France individual win, but was eventually overpowered by Philipsen. Philipsen, who benefited from teammate Matthew Vanderpoel's lead-out, commented, quote, "We can't be proud enough of the team. Without them, it would have been impossible to win a third stage already. I'm proud of them. We worked together, and that led to success." End quote. He went on to add, quote, "I was always on a good wheel and never had to make a big effort before I had to produce my own sprint. If you had told me a week ago, I'd have told you that you're crazy. We will just continue to add other stages wins." End quote. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.